people in the South and East that they should not participate in the elections. So that's the major concern for the Afghan people. And it's not only the Taliban. There are several other individuals and groups who want to sabotage the election as well, like local elders and warlords in different parts of the country, and then even some candidate representatives as well. So therefore, it is very important for the Afghan people that you know, provide security and safety to the people. So for this reason, many voters in different parts of the country, they even conditions their participations in tomorrow's elections on the security situation, how it goes. So that's very important. So and not only security, but there are some other concerns that voters have, which may impact the mass participation in tomorrow's elections, and that is the fraud. So, and as we all witnessed and experienced, the 2009 election was characterized by widespread fraud, and that concern still is there. People are not sure that if their vote will be valued and counted. So, and that's the other concern for the voters in order not to participate in the tomorrow's elections for some people.
All right, well, both my guests, please stay with me as we cross over and check out our Facebook viewers' comments on this topic.
It doesn't make any difference. Whoever will be the president of Afghanistan, it will be a dancing puppet in the hands of America. No big changes are expected by the puppet government. The problem is that the Taliban have got stronger since the US war started in the country, and drug production is now higher than ever was. CIA makes money in Afghanistan. Of course they won't leave. If an anti-Taliban president is elected, then he'll beg for US troops to remain for fear of the Taliban. It needs to be someone respected by all the people.
Well, let's turn to our guests in London. You've heard some of the comments. Let's look at this. What exactly does it mean? We're looking at more than 13 years since the U.S. has been in Afghanistan, and you brought up the point of how so many of the areas of the country is still not in the control of the Afghan government. And so when the American troops pull out, you're saying basically that it will totally fall. So what has been accomplished? And how strong, then, is that Afghan government?
Well, the Afghan government has an issue of governance, and similarly, like the Pakistani government have the issue of the governance in past 10 years, especially after the democratic elections in 2008 in Pakistan. They had more than 65,000 people killed, 83,000 kidnappings. So these issues, I'm talking about the law and order situation, governance issues. The Afghan government, Afghan people had the similar issues of governance when the people on the street did not have a security. The corruption was on the high rise. The corrupt lords have been able, they've become millionaires and billionaires. So they are the stakeholders. They are the one who want the foreign forces to stay in. As long as the other people who have no stakes in the whole corruption part of it, they feel no difference between living under Taliban or living under Karzai or anybody else. They just seems it is a change of the ruler or living in the area, and that is the fundamental problem in Afghanistan. That third parties have got involved. For example, Indians have got too much stakes in Afghanistan, and they are interfering in Pakistan. For example, a lot of intelligence officials have been involved in interference in terrorist activities within Pakistan with the help of the Indian agency. Now, these things needs to stop. If the peaceful Afghanistan is in the interest of Iran and Pakistan, and they need to understand that if we want a peaceful Afghanistan and a peaceful South Asia, I must say that, then these things need to stop. Because obviously after the occupying force is gone, there will be a vacuum. And who's going to fill in this vacuum? those people will fill in the vacuum with whom the allied forces have been having local agreements.
All right, speaking of those troops that you said that they would be leaving and who would fill in for them, turning now to Washington and Mr. Rahi, let's look at the security agreement pact that we know that President Karzai had basically refused to sign, extending the American troops and foreign troops' presence in Afghanistan. With this new election, if there is an individual who was to say that also he does not want to extend that pact or extend the Americans staying in the country, do you think that Washington will allow him to remain in power?
Well, definitely, President Karzai, for some personal reasons, he did not sign the pact, despite the fact that the Afghan representative in Luya Jirga, they confirmed and they urged President Karzai to sign it as soon as possible, but he did not. The security pact is very much important, according to my analysis, for the Afghan security. So therefore, any upcoming president, whoever would be, is expected by the Afghan people to sign the security pact as soon as possible.
Okay.
Because that help to provide security in the country, and that will help to build relationships between U.S. and also Afghanistan.
And for how long do you think that it will take for the Americans or foreign forces to stay in Afghanistan until Afghanistan can stand on its own two feet?
Well, definitely, the people of Afghanistan, they want to stand on their feet, but, they have to be supported and logistically as well as, militarily by international community, meaning that they provide training to the Afghan security and military forces, things like that. But, I'm sure that as soon as the election will be over and whoever would be the president, the number one top priority for him would be to make a decision on the security pact.
Okay, stay with me, please. Mr. Qureshi, then your take.
Longer for him.
Okay, Mr. Qureshi, your take on that same question. Do you think that this pact, the signing of that pact with Washington, is important in order to enhance security in that country? As I will reiterate that it's been since 2001 that the Americans have been in the country, and we see bombings taking place on practically a daily basis, even inside of the Capitol itself in very sensitive areas. So your take, do you think that the next president, that he should sign the pact with Washington?
Well, any agreement between an occupying force and the occupied puppet has of no value at all, because it's in ground reality, as I said earlier on, the U.S. has to go today, tomorrow, next week, or next month. They are on their way out. Now, the best way for the elected president, whoever it is, would be to mend bridges or build bridges with the people who are within the country. Any forces, anybody who is expecting outsiders to come and provide security for them is not going to work, because it didn't work in past 12 years since 2001. So they need to build up bridges within the country instead of looking outward. And I think the American people are quite intelligent enough, and the American taxpayers have suffered a lot because of these policies of the Bush government and the current Obama regime, who's very wisely is on the way out. So the American taxpayers' money, which was about $7 billion a month, was a lot of money in the current climate of austerity. So I think my colleague will agree with me. If it is a solution within the Afghanistan stakeholders, i.e. Taliban and the elected government in Kabul, why President Karzai didn't sign the agreement? Because he knew this agreement will have no value at all, and he didn't want his name written in the history that he was the one who sold the country to the foreigners, although he was known as puppets. But on various occasions, when it was a NATO attack on civilians, he was very vocal about it. He really condemned, and the U.S. and the occupying forces did apologize for those innocent bomb killings and innocent deaths as a result of those bombings. So Mr. Karzai, to some credit, he was vocal about those things which were done by the occupying forces. So any agreement, maybe in 2 years' time, or when maybe after the U.S. is gone, and if there is an agreement between the then-elected government and the U.S., then it will have some legitimacy. But in the current climate, it doesn't sound as an agreement. It just sounds like anybody who's occupying your country, and then you want to sign any piece of paper, so it will be considered as any agreement signed under duress, so which have no legal value or no moral value or ethical value within the eyes of the Afghan people living in there or fighting against these occupying forces.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Of course, we'll have to keep our eye on the Afghan election and afterwards what will happen. I'd like to thank both of you for being with us. From London Post, Mr. Shahid Qureshi out of London, and political commentator Mr. Saeed Murad Rahi out of Washington. We appreciate you both being with us. And viewers, as always, thank you so much for being aboard, and hopefully we'll see you same time, same place tomorrow on another debate right here at Press TV. I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing out.